This is Free Talk Live, the live Thursday edition of the show. We are launching into hour number two. And if you like the show and you want to see more of us, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. There is a chat room and a webcam all on the same page. Users are in there right now listening to the show and chatting about probably stuff not even related to the show. But it's a good time anyway. Cam.freetalklive.com.
Frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org.
Okay, so we were in the first hour, we were going into a story from the economiccollapseblog.com. More bad news, 10 things you should know about the latest economic numbers. And we had gotten to number two, which talked about the unemployment rate. Now, there's a chart in here that sort of makes this point for them, and I'll probably just need to explain that, or you can always go to the economiccollapseblog.com or search for this story. And you can see the chart for yourself, but it does not paint a very pretty picture. And there are three lines on this chart. The lowest one is the government's official inflation number, which is right around the 9.5% mark.
Well, that's the unemployment number, not the inflation number, Sam.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the U3 unemployment number. And so, Wayne, what does that mean?
Well, there are various measures of unemployment, and the higher the number, the more broad it is. So U3 is more broad than, say, U1. And I don't remember all the different distinctions and but I know that when you get up to U6, you're including discouraged workers who stop looking. You don't include people who are working part-time because they can't find full-time work, or you don't include people who just plain stop looking.
Who have just lost hope and given up for the most part.
And I guess that would be, that's considered a frustrated worker or whatever. But anyway, and then, of course, the other part of the number they don't always talk about is the birth-death model numbers they add in every month.
Yeah, so that was something that I believe Clinton put in around, or Bush maybe around 2004, which is just this ratio that the Labor Department comes up with, the birth-death ratio that they apply in order to skew their statistics, but
right.
It's
they
not
try
based
to,
on anything.
Yeah, they say, well, 117,000 jobs were created last month. Well, what's that based on? Well, I don't know. We just made it up. We just figured, well, that's how many would have been created, you know, by small business and people starting their own businesses and so on.
But, yeah, I mean, who... How do you want to rely on that? So that's the U3 number at the lower end of just the basic one.
It's more conservative.
That's what they report. Now, they used to report the U6 number, but they've sort of stopped doing that. And if you look at the U6 number, which includes that larger group that you were describing, Wayne, then we're looking more towards 17%. But then there's also on this graph a third number, which is from a guy that runs a website called Shadow Stats.
Yes, John Williams.
John Williams. He does a lot of sort of calculations and sort of backs into these numbers because they've stopped reporting so much. They stopped reporting the inflation of the money supply when they start printing more money because they knew what they were about to start doing. Well, if we report this, it's going to make it look far worse than if we just go silent on it.
The M3 money supply is the broadest measure. In about 2 years, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, they stopped publishing that, but John Williams at Shadow Stats takes the government raw numbers and actually reconstructs that so that people know what it really is. Now, the government claimed it was too expensive to keep publishing it, which everyone knew was a bunch of baloney.
Right. And so if you look at his number, what he calculates as the unemployment rate, then you're looking at about 22%.
Yep.
Which is, you know, you're getting into sort of Great Depression levels at that point. So it's a matter of whose numbers do you believe. It's hard to say. The government is clearly manipulating the statistics and doing things to sort of fix the number. We've got the mainstream media out giving out these talking points of green shoots, and we're on the road to recovery. And anybody who engages in this pessimism porn, as you like to term it, is sort of targeted and singled out as, oh, well, you just have a negative outlook.
You're a kook.
You're a kook, yeah. So let's jump into number three of reasons the economic outlook is not so hot these days. Number three, the number of Americans working part-time jobs for economic reasons is now the highest it has been in at least five decades. And, Sean, that was something you had mentioned in the last hour. You're a computer programmer but working at a pizza place.
Yeah, there's no computer programming jobs that I've been able to find or qualify for here in the Keene area. A, if there are jobs, there's people significantly more qualified than me who are desperately looking for work. They're going to get the low-end ones that I could get into faster. And the economy just in general is so far down that really my choices are get a job at the fast food place, in which case I'm keeping some college student from getting a job to cover his own expenses while he's here. So, hey, what am I supposed to do here?
Yeah.
Well, you're probably seen as being more dependable because you're not out partying on your nights off.
Well, this is true. I'm not. Except for nightcap.
All right. Number four, 15.8% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 were unemployed during the month of September. So these are the younger workers who are supposedly in their prime earning years when they're out, you know, most able to work and be out in the workforce. And over 15% of them are unemployed right
now. And
those are
at the lower end of the wage scale, which you'd think businesses would want to hire.
Yeah, typically what happens with corporate layoffs is they can't specifically do this, but the people that have been there longer have gotten more pay raises. They're in the higher top end of their pay grade. And so getting rid of those people or getting those people to accept a package is far more effective because the younger crowd is not getting paid. You know, they may be $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 less a year that you're giving them.
And you can also give a sort of a stripped-down benefits program to the younger people coming in. They won't know the difference.
Absolutely. So another sort of not-so-great sign. Number five, agricultural commodities continued to move higher on Friday. Wheat, corn, and soybean all saw their prices soar. Unfortunately for American consumers, this is part of a broader trend of rising agricultural commodity prices. As this continues, it is inevitable that we will all be seeing much higher food prices at our local grocery stores.
So the necessities of life are going up, and oil, too. Oil's up around $82, $83 a barrel. That could explode up to the upside at any time, and that's also related to producing food as well. And so when you have the necessities of life like food and fuel going up, and let's say you have a snowmobile you want to sell or a jet ski, well, nobody wants to buy that for any money. So everything that you want to sell is going down in value. Everything you want to buy that you need is going up.
Exactly.
Some people call that euflation.
Euflation.
Yes.
Interesting. And I've actually have a story on inflation that hopefully we can get to later on in the show that will put some hard numbers to some of these price increases. And the first time I read it, it was pretty stunning to know that that's how much things have increased.
You know, they've been very masterful at hiding the inflation over the years, too.
They have, because if you look at Social Security, they just came out and announced, well, sorry, folks, there will be no wage increase in Social Security because prices just aren't going up. And it goes back to the government fixing the numbers. I mean, what's in the CPI index that they base all this on?
Well, they've changed that over the years, too. You're not comparing apples to apples when you compare the CPI of today versus 20 or 30 years ago. It's a moving target, so therefore it's difficult to really assess what the real unemployment or what the real inflation rate is as well.
And that's because they've pulled things out like food and fuel and, you know, all the basic necessities for life are not in there. But anything where they can sort of move the, you know, squeeze the balloon in order to make things look good. And they are counting the parts where they've sort of squeezed things down. The stuff that's imported from China, the things where there's intervention on the government to artificially restrict prices. And they use that in order to keep people from getting proper cost of living increases who have been promised that, well, the government's going to take care of you.
Well, I've seen this throughout my life is that when I was a kid, just about every guy I grew up with, his mom could be home when they came home from school. We'll get back to this.
Yeah, we'll cover some financial aspects of the economy here when we return, see if we can finish up this story. And you can call in, bring up your thoughts at 603-435-1105. Call in, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the show where you can call in, bring up whatever's on your mind, and take control of the airwaves by calling the SACL CAI toll-free line, which is 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Sam.
And Sean.
And Wayne.
All right. And Wayne, why don't you tell us, give us a message from one of our sponsors.
Yes. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. HostGator.com.
And we're continuing with this story, More Bad News, 10 Things You Should Know About the Latest Economic Numbers. And before the break, Wayne, you were about to jump in. We were talking about agricultural prices and basically cost of living increases through Social Security. Did you want to finish up that point?
Yeah. What I was saying is through my lifetime, I've noticed that when I was a kid, most of the kids that I grew up with, their mothers were home when I got home from school that they wanted to be. And the dads went out and worked. And so one person, one income could support an entire family. And that's with one or two cars and you know, mortgage, everything. And then, of course, we had the women's liberation movement, that we had women going into the workplace. And, of course, that allowed two incomes now to be used to maintain the same lifestyle. And then, of course, as inflation got worse during the 70s into the 80s, even though it subsided for a little while, more people started using credit cards, which distorted their sense of financial well-being, too. And, of course, then in the 90s, and you had the dot-com bubble, which made people feel richer and spend more money and everything. And then after that popped, then you had the real estate bubble, which caused people to use their homes as ATMs. And again, it made them feel richer than they were. Mm-hmm. And throughout this whole process, you could see people getting poorer and poorer, and they didn't even realize it.
Yeah, well, I had friends that were out buying jet skis and boats. And, I mean, one of them was working at a car stereo installation place. I mean, not really somebody that I would expect to be driving, him and his girlfriend to be driving new cars, and pulling a jet ski out on the weekends. And, you know, it's just like, how can you afford this? I made more than them, and I was not buying all of these expensive toys, which are now, as we mentioned earlier, worthless, because nobody can afford to, or very far fewer people can afford to buy a jet ski or, you know, all of these extra toys and things that they have.
And you're seeing them go for pennies on the dollar. You're seeing people give away $5,000 horses now because they can't afford to feed them and take care of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I interviewed some farmers in Texas, and the cost, this one farmer, Shrubs Ranch, they make the Wagyu beef, which is $200 a pound, as high as that. And they have 500,000 pounds in deep freeze because the way the prices in the market for are right now, they can't get their investment back. They have to send it to the feedlot and invest several thousand dollars per animal just to bulk it up. And then as the market sort of has declined, they're not they're just sitting on a lot of inventory right now and hoping that they'll be able to pull through.
You know, in recent years, the Keynesians kind of equated inflation with rising prices, but that's not necessarily how it works. Monetary inflation creates price inflation most of the time, and basically you can have prices going up in some areas and going down in others while you still have inflation.
Yeah, let's hold off on that because I want to, if we get the chance to get to that inflation article, we can talk about that in detail, and I think it'll do a good job.
Great.
Let's get back to number six. It is being reported that PNC Financial Services Group has suspended the sale of foreclosed homes for the next 30 days. This is the fourth major lender to take dramatic action recently, with nearly all U.S. mortgage lenders eventually be caught up in this crisis before it's over. And I think, this is all of the CDOs and all of the nonsense and corruption that went on in the mortgage industry, in the housing bubble. They took these mortgages, would sell them off to investors. The investors would group them into packages. They would get these AAA ratings from the credit agencies, which were completely erroneous, based on nothing. I mean, it was just outright fraud. In some cases, I think it was Goldman Sachs who was saying, oh, no, internally in emails, these are junk. Let's sell them to our customers and tell them to invest in them. Meanwhile, they're going to get bailed out. They knew, you know, this was all part of their grand plan to sort of just seize the wealth of the American people.
Well, some of the shenanigans now with the paperwork on these mortgages is all coming out, and they've been hiding it now for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been propping up their balance sheets with government money. But in the background, you still had all of these worthless assets with questionable title, as it turns out, which is huge.
It is. And number seven, Bank of America announced on Friday that it is now going to suspend sales of foreclosed homes in all 50 states as it continues to evade international or evaluate international foreclosure procedures. The foreclosure crisis threatens to decimate the entire U.S. real estate industry, which is what has happened is that millions of U.S. mortgages were sold and resold around the globe at lightning speed, and the chain of ownership for many of these mortgages became muddied. In addition, it is starting to emerge that many of the lenders use fraudulent loan documents during foreclosure proceedings, and company officials often used robo-signers to sign important foreclosure documents.
They also, in some cases, hired firms to actually doctor up or create documents that weren't there, as it turns out, which is really fraudulent.
Wow. Who does that? I mean, how do you not know that what you're doing is not wrong, is right? I mean, how can they justify that when you're sitting there making up documents? Oh, well, we didn't have this one. Well, let's just print it up and make it look like it was there.
Yeah.
How do people not know that's fraud? Getting back to the story. So now mortgage lenders, title insurers, and those buying and selling foreclosed homes will be facing years of gridlock and chaos as the foreclosure-related lawsuits multiply exponentially. All of this is going to have a dramatic effect on the U.S. real estate market. In fact, it is being reported that U.S. home sales are already starting to be affected by this crisis. Number 8, the U.S. national debt just keeps growing. If you took the national debt and divided it up among all Americans, each American, including children, would owe approximately $42,000.
Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't owe anything. There's no obligation there.
But what is the national debt? The national debt is all the money that the Fed has created and lent to our government in our name with interest.
Absolutely, it is. So for an average family of four, their share of the national debt would be $168,000. And I agree with Sean. This is not the share. This is not anybody's share. I didn't spend this money.
That's right.
I didn't get any of this money.
A lot of the money they're spending is against the wishes of a vast majority of the American people, even if you believe in democracy.
Look at the bailouts. I mean, they had 1,000 to 1 in some cases calls against the bailout, and yet they still passed it. They still pushed it through. And now
this is larceny on a grand scale.
Now they're setting it up to do it again. But they've renamed it because they learned bailouts are bad. So now we have Wayne QE2. Doesn't that sound
easing, lovely?
And it's the same thing. They're going to print money. They're going to give it to the big, too big to fails because you're too small to save. And, you know, they're also going to see the law of diminishing returns because you cannot keep printing money and putting it out there to stimulate the economy. It has a lesser and lesser impact and greater cost. And it ends in hyperinflation, most likely. So we'll finish up with number 10 here and possibly get into inflation. We can take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Thursday edition of the show. Joining you tonight, it's Sam.
And Wayne.
And Sean.
And if you like the show, you can go to our wiki. There are thousands of pages there where the users have created it all. My favorite part is all of the great quotes from Ian and Mark. They say some pretty funny things in context or out of context. It really doesn't matter. Check that out at wiki.freetalklive.com. Okay, so we've been sort of going through these 10 things you should know about the latest economic numbers, and we were covering sort of the foreclosure market, and that was brought up on the show earlier. There are banks that are it's a complete and total mess.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows who owns the loans. Nobody can find the original paperwork in many cases. You've got multiple banks showing up to foreclose on the same house. There are cases where people who have paid cash for their house are having their homes foreclosed on, when there's no loan to begin with. And it's just such madness. And in a lot of cases, the courts are just rubber stamping it through, which shows you that they're a complete and total failure as well.
And, you know, title is one of the fundamental tenets of a really well-run capitalist system, where you can prove you own something and it's therefore yours. It's a cornerstone of property rights. And the fact that it's getting all messed up now is very scary. And it just shows how far this country's deteriorated.
Well, and I think it's a symptom, once again, of government taking control over something, granting themselves a monopoly on it, because where do you go to register your title? The county tax office. You, mm-hmm. you don't have any choice. I mean, you have to register with them. Otherwise, it's not a real title. So, you know, they've granted themselves this monopoly. We all are taught in school that monopolies aren't accountable, that they are inefficient, that they do things slowly.
They're abusive.
Abusive and unresponsive to customer demand.
And that's why we need government to break up these horrible, evil monopolies. So we've got to have a one single monopoly government that's going to take care of us.
And break up and keep all the other bad monopolies. We got good monopoly up here, you know.
We're the good guys. You can trust us.
Godzilla.
So, and
and by the way, the thing that I fear the most, though, is because of this big mess, they may try to pass legislation which will pretty much try to smooth it all over for these big banks, which should not happen.
What do you mean by smooth it all over? What would they do? Just sort of grant them some kind of indemnity or where they're...
Yeah, I mean, it could get real messy. It could get really messy, and that's going to... This is like with the GM bailout, when all the bondholders got left holding the bag when they're the ones who are supposed to get paid first.
Yeah, and they actually changed it. Went against all precedent that those guys did not get paid. And instead,
150 years of legal precedent down the drain with a GM bailout. And nice. don't be surprised if they try to pull something here.
All right, so we had actually just covered number 8 in talking about the federal government's national debt, which is over $14 trillion at this point. So let's see. Oh, actually, we've got, I think, some numbers on that. The number 9, the interest payments on the U.S. national debt increased 13% in the fiscal year that ended September 30th. If interest payments continue to increase rapidly each year, they will bankrupt the U.S. government very quickly.
Well, the U.S. government is already bankrupt. It just hasn't filed yet.
Right. It's insolvent. It's bankrupt. And they owe a lot of money to the Fed.
Now, I saw a news story, I think it was about Greece or one of the other countries out there that is bankrupt, and they were paying as much as 40%
interest
payments of everything that they collected. So 40% was just going to pay for the debt, the money that they've already spent and don't have anymore. And look at what's happening. They're selling off the hundreds of islands for millions of dollars, which will go to the wealthy. I mean, this is how the sort of consolidation and the economic collapse that these bankers have created plays itself out. They end up with all of your property, and you end up with worthless pieces of paper.
Yep. They buy up stuff for pennies on the dollar.
So, number 10, it appears that some weird games are being played with the national debt numbers. Back on September 29th, the U.S. national debt was $13.466 trillion. The next day, on September 30th, the U.S. national debt soared to $13.561 trillion. Then on
$100 billion in 24 hours?
Hold on. Then on October 1st, the beginning of the new fiscal year for the federal government, the U.S. national debt jumped to $13.6 trillion. So how in the world does the U.S. national jet debt.
It is a jet.
Let's take it off with your money. How does the U.S. national debt jump by a whopping $144 billion in just 2 days? Somebody has some explaining to do for this kind of accounting.
Well, that's using government accounting. If they were to use generally accepted accounting practices, I think the debt is something like another... at least twice as much, maybe even more.
Yeah, you're bringing up a good point. This is really like the equivalent of the minimum credit card payment that comes due every month.
Mm-hmm.
This $13 trillion, $14 trillion number, which is, it's got to be by now if it's growing this fast, this is what is due every month. It doesn't count all of the liabilities, all of the promises, all of the Social Security obligations, and... guarantees that the government has gone out and made on the behalf of taxpayers.
I think it was last month, Sam, on our Sunday show, we had brought up a story by an economist from Boston University named Lawrence Kotlikoff, who had claimed when he figured out all of the debts, it was up to about $202 trillion. And, of course, it's even more than that now because a month has gone by. But that's what we're looking at here. It's unpayable.
So that would represent the $202 trillion would be more a realistic... estimate of the principal of what you totally owe on the credit card payment.
Both short-term and long-term.
Yes, whereas the $13, $14 number is what's due every month.
Because a lot of the government debt now is in short-term bonds, not 30-year bonds like it used to be.
That is true.
So they have to keep rolling it over, and it's getting harder and harder for them to roll it over. So last year the Fed bought a majority of the treasuries were monetized by the Fed.
let me finish up the story here. The United States was once the wealthiest nation by far on the entire planet. But now we are in such rapid decline that it is hard for most Americans to even comprehend it. We are like the one couple that almost every neighborhood seems to have that has two shiny new cars in their driveway, that dresses in designer clothes and seems to have plenty of money to take vacations and yet is in debt up to their eyeballs. The truth is that the United States keeps getting poorer every single month. The term trade deficit is not very sexy, but it is critically important to understand if you want to comprehend what is happening to the U.S. economy. Every month, tens of billions of dollars more wealth goes out of the United States than it comes in. We are continually getting poorer. To cover up our declining national wealth, we have gone into staggering amounts of debt. We have maintained our lavish standard of living by piling up staggering amounts of debt on the national, corporate, and consumer levels. The sad reality is that the U.S. government is not the wealthiest government in the world any longer. Rather, it's the government that is the most in debt. The U.S. national debt is the biggest debt that the world has ever seen, and it grows larger every single day. We can't keep up this charade forever. At some point, it's going to stop. When this house of cards comes tumbling down, do you think that the American people are going to be pleased to learn that our leaders have squandered our once great wealth and have destroyed the greatest economic machine that the world has ever known?
Well, what did you expect them to do?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't call these people my leaders. I mean, that's sort of the propaganda that speaks, and that they want you to believe that it's your government, that you are a part of it, and that you're somehow responsible for this debt.
It's pathetic, because that's what happens. Is if you look at the language that people use, the we owe this, we're at war in Iraq and Pakistan and Afghanistan. No, we're not in debt. We're not at war. Our government is.
It's very true. And, you know, where is it all going to stop? I mean, they're now coming out and saying, Bernanke is coming out and saying that, well, inflation is the answer to all this. And what that means is they're going to steal the value from the dollars that are already out there and use that to pay more of their debts by creating more debt.
It's a scorched earth policy.
It makes no sense. It's complete madness. It's going to end not very well. So you can call in, bring up anything, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com, or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, bring up anything by dialing the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. And if you like the show and you want to see more of the features that available at freetalklive.com, you can check out shrine.freetalklive.com. It's a shrine of our female listeners. It's not a beauty contest, but just to show the radio industry that there are female listeners, because talk radio is typically dominated by
dudes,
a bunch of guys like we got here tonight. And we
roosters.
Also put ladies first to the front of the line when they call, so they get to skip past all those guys. So anyway, check that out at shrine.freetalklive.com. And coming up, we're going to jump into a story out of Tampa. FBI concerns grow over citizen extremists. But first,
have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it is so easy an average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. Get it at Jurisdictionary.com.
Okay, from MyFox Tampa Bay, FBI concerns grow over, quote, citizen extremists, end quote. Tampa, their numbers are growing in Florida, and law enforcement is cracking down against extremists. Over the summer, authorities arrested Josiah Formoff of Hudson. According to the criminal complaint, Formoff, 30, threatened to, quote, bear arms against, quote, two deputies with the Pasco County Sheriff's Office who were trying to serve a warrant. Formoff posted a video of the incident on the Internet he called Sheriff Trespass, which is part of the criminal case brought against him. On the video, Formoff is heard saying, You have produced no warrant. We are in fear of our lives at this moment. Sounds like a pretty reasonable thing to say when men with guns show up at your house. But, you know, when they work for the government, you're not supposed to be scared, Wayne. You're just supposed to comply and do whatever they want. And, you know, if they want to force their way into your house, well, then you're just supposed to open the door and let them right in.
Yeah, and then they'll shoot your dog and drag you off somewhere.
Well, that's
not all of
that's
them.
Only on drug raids.
Not all of them. We must be fair here, though. But there are some abuses, and people should know about them.
So according to the affidavit, he told enforcement they had no right to be there at the home where he lives and his, with his mother. And he yelled, "Sir, if you come back, we may bear arms against you." Now, I can't say that I really support sort of threatening violence or implying that you might get violent, because what happens is the state knows how to deal with violent people. I mean, they know how to handle that. They're used to it. They are the monopoly on force, and that's what they like, because they can deal with that. They don't know how to handle peaceful people who simply videotape them, broadcast to the internet in real time. And that sort of gives them more of a stumbling block than threatening violence. They hear they'll just come back with more force. They'll go get more of their buddies and come back. But it's a very, I think, frustrating place for a lot of people to be, simply because it's so overwhelming when you're dealing with the state, and there is they back people into a corner.
Yeah, there's absolutely no way you're going to effectively resist the state with violence. But I've got to agree with the video cameras as a good option, and just getting the word out however you possibly can and being peaceful about it. You're not going to accomplish anything against the state. Sure. Okay, it's moral. They're a violent criminal gang, but they're a very, very powerful violent criminal gang. All you're going to do is get yourself killed.
And they basically, what you want to do in being peaceful is force the tyrants to show themselves up as such.
Right. The FBI is not commenting since the criminal case against him is still open, but threats and actions spelled out in his arrest affidavit certainly fit the criteria the FBI uses to define sovereign citizen extremists. Now, I imagine this goes back to the MIAC report, which Homeland Security put together and released to law enforcement, that was leaked to the press, that labeled people who were so-called constitutionalists, gun owners, veterans, people who support Ron Paul, or who are some of the other ones.
Oh, even Senich. Bob Barr. Is kind of a joke, but they had Bob Barr's name in there. Did they have Kucinich?
Maybe not.
They had Chuck Baldwin.
That's who I was thinking of. So let's see. McPherson is a supervisor. Let me back up. We are seeing a growth in the movement, Special Agent Michael McPherson told investigative reporter Doug Smith. We are concerned with the sovereign citizen extremist.
Hmm. You know what? Maybe we should send him some Oath Keepers literature.
Yeah, that'll go over well.
Yes. You know, I think they're going to continue to see a growth in this, and it's a direct reflection of the corruption and the out of control federal government.
For every action comes an equal and opposite reaction.
And what they're doing, instead of fixing their own problems, instead of stopping the corruption within government, because, you know, that's what's creating it, they're going to go out and start targeting the people who are finally standing up and speaking out and saying no more, you know? Okay, let's jump into a phone call here. We may come back to this story. We have Craig in Florida. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live.
Craig
going
Hello?
Once. Yes,
hey,
Craig, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to say this cannot be an accident, because I was listening to Jack McLam. I switched over to you guys, and bam, I decided to call you, and because you're talking about the foreclosures and stuff. But let me tell you, let me give you a little bit of background about myself. I'm actually, for the past 5 years, I've been standing out in front of the courthouse in Tampa downtown. And you can call it preaching or whatever, but, you know, me and if I start off with me, and then some black guys came in, and then some of the leaders in the black community started coming out. Because what we have is a system where, like you were talking about, rights to bear arms. The reason in the Constitution, in the Second Amendment, that right wasn't given to us to protect us from our neighbor, but that was to protect us from the government.
Right. The political fathers had just finished fighting against the most well-armed, well-equipped military force the world had ever seen, the Great British Empire, and they certainly didn't think that, well, this would just be for hunting and that sort of thing. No, they knew that government is fire. It's a fearful servant and a dangerous master, according to Thomas Jefferson and
George Washington.
George Washington, thank you. And you need to be vigilant against that threat.
Exactly. And so what it is 5 years ago, I don't know, I've talked to you, I've been on your program several times. It had to do with my daughter accidentally getting bit. the CPI, Child Protection Investigator, in Pinellas County for the Sheriff's Department filed 96 false reports on families and children to get people caught into the system to get this federal grant money that they get for destroying families.
Wow.
My family happened to be one of those, and they've taken our kids and terminated our rights, won't give us our kids back. So I have been persistent in the past 6 years. As a matter of fact, I'm running right now for county commissioner against Calvin Harris, that I sit on the Juvenile Justice Board for this circuit, for this Sixth Circuit in Pinellas County. And DCF and the juvenile court system, everything in that court system is done undercover. I mean, the parent, no one has access to the court record to find out why they have the kids. Anyone that's underage, no one has access to that record. And so what happens is, as I work with that and I see the people in it and I see their goal is to get this federal grant money and they're snatching people's kids and the abuse that the children are going through. And, I mean, when we live in a county where our prosecutor, Bernie McCabe, has got allegations of child molestation, the city councilman in St. Petersburg, where Tampa Bay just lost, you know, I was going to tell them, as the last county commission meeting was yesterday, It was Tuesday, and I should have told them, listen, the Tampa Bay is not going to win. This county is under a curse. If you allow them to go out and kidnap people's kids and use them for sex and money, and you think this county's going to be blessed, because they lost this. I mean, you know, it's been a big, it's like, you know, to them it's a big letdown, because they all thought they were going to win championship for the baseball league. But so either way, it comes down to the point that for 5 years now I've been going out in front of every Wednesday, because I go to Bible study at 6 o'clock Wednesday, then I hit the courthouse right at 7:30. And
what is it you guys are handing out?
I'm sorry?
What is it you guys are handing out or doing?
What it is, I have a website called rescuemykids.com, and it shows the website of all the parents testifying what Department of Children and Family. We call them DCF, but it's actually what it means is destroying children and families.
Yeah.
And what happens is, when you see the governor and how much money they make, Charlie Crist and all these, I mean, he lives on the same floor, the judge and the juvenile court lives on 22nd floor, Bayfront Towers, downtown St. Pete. And you see all these people involved in this abduction of children and these children being molested. City Councilman John Bryant, for 10 years, you can Google St. Pete Times and read this article, he was getting children from the sheriff in Pinellas County, Jim Coates.
Yep, it's awful. You know, there are all these stories, and I thank you for the call, Craig. There are a lot of stories. The families are just being ripped apart by CPS. No one's held to account, and they've never run out. They're doing this across the country, and it's a plague. We'll come back. We'll get into some corrupt cop stories when we return.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.